Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade.
It's a rare day, rare day today. You know how we never have guests?
But I'm
right.
Not afraid.
Not today.
This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
Stop it, Lauren. We have a guest.
If I never have a
She's worked up.
Yeah, she is worked up. It's the heat. The heat does that to him.
Gold dust at my feet.
Actually, we have two guests.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's Thursday. Thursday has become Talent Day because this is the day where we have the least of an agenda. It's the least agenda we have is on Thursday because we don't have any real segments, so we've been having talent contests. And our guest in the studio is welcome to participate if he has a talent, like does impressions, or what, and we'll find out. We'll tell you who that is in a moment. First, I'm going to bring on, and he agreed to come on early so we can have more time to chat with our guest. Let me introduce first our guest in the studio. We're going to talk for a while. I don't even need to, what I say that other people always say, staple in St. Louis TV. Let's just say this. Larry Connors is here.
Okay. Hey. Thank you.
Larry, good to see
honored.
You.
Very honored.
Well,
thank you.
As you should be.
Yes, I am.
And also, and I'm sure, Larry, you know this guy, John Londoff. John, say hi to Larry.
Hello, John.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Oh, good. It's always good to hear your voice, my man.
Man, great to hear yours. And what just two unbelievable celebrities here in St. Louis. Frank O'Pinion and Larry Connors, all on the air at the same time with just a little old Chevy boy from Florissant, Missouri. You know how honored I am right now?
Yeah, because you have more hair.
He downplays his millions.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He downplays his success, Larry.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I can just tell you a lot of the success is due to, of course, the unbelievable Florissant, Missouri, where we're located, and the great marketplace here in the metro area. But, of course, you know, Frank, I've got to give credit where credit is due, and that's
me.
You.
That's me. Yeah. Thank you. Please, thank you.
You know, but it's been a great day here already at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. How about that U.S. soccer team advancing to the next round of 16?
And I don't know how this works. I know we lost, but we still advanced because somebody else lost.
Ghana lost.
In the simplest form, that's what happened.
So, or as I heard someone say, Guana.
No,
yeah,
and they knocked us out last two of the last knocked us out 4 years ago and 8 years ago. But that is big stuff. This is really, you know, good stuff. It's a sport that I love, and all the Londoff boys have played.
All right, so help me out here. How does this work? What's left? Where are we?
Like down to 16 teams after the games are all done today.
Okay,
in the
and
entire world,
and we're in the 16.
We're in the 16, and it's just one loss and you're out tournament.
When do we play next?
Tuesday.
Who do we play?
We don't know yet. It'll be Belgium or
I thought they decided
Algeria.
I watched an hour of it today.
It's going to be Belgium.
I gave it an hour today. And I do get how this is the biggest sport in the world. It may not be that big here, but it's the biggest sport in the world. And I do get it because it's not ever as boring as some sports can be. You can sit at a baseball game, and for six innings, nothing happens. I mean, just nothing happens. There's always somebody doing something unbelievable with that soccer ball, even if it's just footwork or hitting it. It may not score, but I get it. And I also get this has to be the most exhausting thing you can play, and you got to be in great shape. Those guys are never still.
Oh, they run like 5 miles a game.
Oh, my goodness.
When they tally it all up, yeah. And another sport, too, that where they'll play like it was almost a downpour during a...
So rain won't stop.
No.
Yeah,
they are in great shape. And one, you know, really misunderstanding is that it's people say, well, it's not a very physical sport.
Oh, no, that I disagree.
I mean, you get bitten.
There's you got protection on your shins. That's it, okay? I mean, all you had to do was watch the game when Dempsey was kicked in the head by another soccer player who was going for a ball, and this guy kicked him right in the head, broke his nose. And then today he got elbowed in that same reset, broken nose. Hey, that hurts. As a guy with a big nose, as
now, did you,
of course, brought to the attention of the listeners quite often, Frank, I just can't tell you how much I really appreciate that as a...
You know what? You did it. I didn't do it. You just did it yourself. You said you had a big nose. I didn't say a word.
Hey, during the game today, too, I saw that new commercial with John and Ozzie Smith.
I have not seen it.
Oh, yeah. The one with the young Ozzie and then the older Ozzie.
That's right.
I've not seen it.
Carl Malden, Chevrolet.
Carl Malden.
Oh,
that's great.
No, that's too far, Dan. John is our friend.
No, you did take it too far.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Durante, Chevrolet. Okay, now I
tell you what. Now there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to make sure that I, when you come and visit next time, that we have some sunscreen for your head.
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah, I mean, when we're walking around the lot, I would hate to, have you get sunburned.
No, I don't. I've burned in 30 years. I haven't had a sunburn in 30 years.
Really?
That's true, because I had a bad one on my shoulder in Jamaica, and it burst open, and I decided I'm never having a sunburn again.
Oh, that's gross.
Man, your shoulder burst open?
It did. It cracked open. No, it was horrible. And I've never had one since. So what is it today, before we get into our in-depth interview with Larry Connors, that we need to know about what you're
doing?
Let's
talk about Gene Russell, AM and the PM.
Gene Russell.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with...
almost 29-year veteran of Washington University. Awesome guy. Talked to him just a little while ago. He's probably listening right now.
Hello, Gene.
He and his wife are going to come up, if not tomorrow, Saturday. And we're going to give them a great deal on one of the hottest cars we've got, the Chevy Sonic. So Gene thinks, again, Frank, that you're very funny. He does say that you should quit making fun of my nose. But beyond that, he thinks that you're a really great guy.
Okay.
So
appreciate
Gene, also,
that. Thank
he wanted
you,
to make sure if you drove all the way from past Arnold or Hillsborough area, if it's going to be worth the drive. And it's like, yes, it's going to be well worth your drive. Gene, and I can't wait to meet you and your wife. He's a great, great guy, but many, many other AM and the PM customers. But it's the end of the month. Here we are, the last few days of June. Can you believe it? Monday evening, we're halfway through the year. I mean,
wow.
I know it seems like it was a long time ago when we were shoveling a foot and a half of snow.
Seems like it was only yesterday when my pipe burst in my basement, flooded my whole basement. That was January 11th, the date I'll never forget. And you had the same thing happen.
Yeah, I did. Ours was January the 4th.
There you go.
And then we had just completed a renovation of our lower level. It wasn't completed, but 3 months by Bozich Construction Company. 3 months and bam.
Maybe well, just be glad. Just be glad. Be glad you're not like the Clintons, dead broke. Imagine how tough that would be.
Yeah. Oh boy. I think you got to believe anything he says, don't you?
Well, it's her. She said they're dead broke when they left the White House.
But let's just stick with Chevrolet, right?
Sure.
Okay. There's no doubt. There's maybe a little bit of some rough sailing. Our product is in the media every day. I can tell you this much: General Motors is committed and always has been about safety. And finding if there is a problem, we stand behind our cars. And here at Johnny Lundup Chevrolet, we are here to take care of our customers, people that are in Chevy Cobalt and HHRs and I think the Saturn Ion. Hey, we'll take any and every one of those in trade. That's how confident we are of that car. Whether you've got 80,000 miles, 90,000 miles, 200,000 miles, we have buyers for those cars. They're a great car. I'd say 95% of the people that I talk to that have a Chevy Cobalt say it's one of the best cars we've ever had. We've had so few problems, it's unbelievable.
Then why did they stop making it?
Because we came up with a new design called the Chevy Cruze.
Ah, okay. Can I say something? A lot of times dealers make claims.
Why did you just buy that brand new, beautiful Chevrolet Corvette Stingray? Because
my wife hates them. That's why I bought it. She hates Corvettes. She's always hated Corvettes, so I thought, okay, I'm going to get one.
That's love.
It is, and that's how it works at my house.
Love in a bottle.
Whenever I find out my wife doesn't want something, then I make sure that's what I do. That's how we operate. Now, a lot of dealers make claims, and they don't actually fulfill them. I'm going to address something you just said. You just heard him say we stand behind our cars. I was there yesterday. I looked in the rearview mirror. You know who's standing behind my car? John Londo.
Oh.
So it's true.
Man of his word.
There he was, standing right behind it.
The one thing, though, I made sure that you were not in the vehicle with the running.
That's right.
You have to put it in gear.
I was outside.
Maybe run over me. So that's right. I had my eye on you while I was standing behind your car that we got in and out of our service operation in, what, 15 minutes? It was really less than that. You just wanted to stop and talk to me.
I just got an email. It just came in. Ask Johnny what his phone number is.
Does that mean it's time I got to go? 314-837-1800.
Yes.
You like that, Larry? That's when it's time for him.
That's a cue.
Right now.
I gave him my number early.
Yeah, watch him. 314-837-1800. We'll be here as late as you'd like tonight and all day tomorrow and Saturday. And then the month ends on Monday night. Great opportunities, great deals. And, again, anyone driving a Cobalt or an HHR, put us to the test. We will give you an unbelievable deal. And check us out online at lawnduff.com. So, all right, enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks, kids.
All right, John, we're going to have a good weekend.
Good talk to you, Larry.
We'll see you, John.
We'll send you some business. Thank you, John.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Larry Connors is here. I did not make a single note. I don't have a question prepared to ask you. What I thought we
You're well prepared.
Well, now, hang on. I asked you before this we started, I said, is there anything you don't want me to ask you?
Hey, what'd I tell you?
And you said, no, there's nothing I don't want. You said, anything goes.
Anything goes.
Okay.
No, not that one.
Okay. The year is up, the non-compete.
Yes.
All right. You start here Monday. And let's start with what this really is all about. You start here Monday night at 9 o'clock, and it's called Larry Connors USA.
Correct.
Right. How much radio have you done?
I started in radio when I was 15. And when I was approached to go to TV, I actually had the reluctance to do it because I love radio. It's the immediacy. And TV at that time, you couldn't get on the air immediately. So the guy promised me, he said, if you need to get on the air immediately, we'll hook you up so you can get on, even if it's audio only. But I love radio. And Frank, that's why I tell folks all the time, someone like you, they're so rare that you can occupy a time slot like you do and tell story after story and engage the listener. You take this, right? You could be doing this, lifting a cherry by helicopter and putting on a Mount Everest, the way you describe things here, and everybody believes it because it's imagination.
Okay, here's the problem with radio now is that most people in it don't have the luxury of saying what they want to say, meaning not,
right.
You can never say anything, but they're so limited, especially if you play music. The average music radio jock gets 7 minutes an hour.
Right.
So you can't say much in 7 minutes. You certainly can't get any feedback. What you're going to find here is that you have 3 hours, and a big chunk of that 3 hours is yours and theirs. Are you going to take phone calls?
We will. In fact, I encourage you because, I'm like you. I like to engage the audience, and I want to hear the responses. We're going to have some hot, controversial topics, and then we're going to have some plain fun. Not like you, because you have so much fun. No,
I won't do the hot, controversial stuff.
No, I know you don't.
All right, that tells me some of what you're going to do is going to be politics.
Some of it will be, but not all of it. Some folks think that's all I can do. That's not true. So the radio gives me a chance to show a side I haven't had an opportunity to do so. Even when I sub in for other stations or locations over the last few years or months, I still don't get a chance to show that other side, and I'm looking forward to it. Steve Ween, your production guy here,
right.
He just let me hear the open he's produced for that show. Wow. I said, now I've got to have a show worthy of that open, because it's going to be good.
I'm sure you will, but look, I'm not familiar with the Obama interview. I watched just the controversial part, part where you not went after him, but you addressed this, what a lot of people seem to be excessive vacationing with of his whole family. Go somewhere, make one speech, and take the whole family somewhere. And I watched that, and I thought, was that such a horrible thing to ask somebody about?
It wasn't a new question, really. Just no one in the White House
and I think a lot of,
would answer.
But I think a lot of people feel like you're on his turf, so be careful and only ask what he might approve of, as if you'd had to go through the questions in advance. But here's the deal. And I'm not going to take four side or your side, because I don't know all the facts. I don't know what you were. I don't even know you. We've met a couple of times. We've talked, but I don't know you, and you don't know me. And I don't know if you were a jerk to work with at Channel 4. I don't. I don't know if you were the nicest guy in the world. I don't know if Channel 4 was a horrible place to work or a good place to work. But here's what I do think. I do think that a lot of this business, radio and TV, has become a young people's business. Mm-hmm. And I think that too much of our business and too many of the people in charge think that advertisers are dependent totally on people 18 to 34. That is ridiculous.
It is.
And here's why it's ridiculous. People your age and my age, people 40 plus, 50, 60, they're the ones with the money. They're the ones that can spend the money to buy what the advertisers are, with a few exceptions, video games, jeans, whatever. To me, and this is just my opinion, I really do believe that it's possible they decided Larry is now too old to bring us the audience that we need.
That's a big part of one of our suits. It really is, on age discrimination.
And I think that's possible, but I also think that it is a business that is a visual business, and it's a business where maybe that's what they feel will make them more successful. If you look at Fox, look at the hot babes on Fox. Look at those women. Now, are they discriminating against ugly women or women who aren't really very attractive? And the answer is yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. And it worked for them.
They want a look. They want a certain look.
Hip, and
they
hot, smart, young.
Yeah, yeah. Smart is a big key, though, too.
It is a key because these women are good looking and they're all smart. They're lawyers or whatever.
Right.
I do think that sometimes I think, well, a company has the right to put people on the air that they think will draw an audience. I also, at the same time, think sometimes that thinking is misguided, because there's a lot to be said for experience. There's a lot to be said for wisdom. There's a lot to be said.
Well, it's like some cultures that, you know, you get a certain age, they put you on an ice floe and shove you out to sea. I mean, there goes a lot of experience. I mean, that could maybe help a community take on the next challenge.
Right.
And I agree with you that's there. But I would tell you, I'm always amazed still, Frank. I was out at Fast Eddie's last weekend, as a matter of fact, rode the Harley over there. And I had two guys come up to me. The oldest couldn't have been more than 27. The other one's probably 22. And they recognized me in the midst of that crowd with my hat on and some of my Harley gear. And I thought, you know, that's pretty interesting. I still have a following at that age also. I agree with you that, you know, it's like your audience is not limited on age.
No. This audience is anybody who likes
spectrum.
A joke and a good
that's
story.
That's exactly right.
I don't care how old you are.
And it's entertaining, and that's it.
And news is news. And look, I look at 60 Minutes, and I see Morley Safer, and these people 95 years. And who's that other guy on 60 Minutes who's so old he can barely, they prop him up? And I still enjoy this guy.
Yeah.
The fact that he is older, so I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong, but I am saying I do think it's very possible that is the big reason behind this. But I also am not saying they don't have the right to do that. Now, let's get to something else here.
Okay.
I think...
Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
I don't know you. I don't know you. Okay, I don't.
I'm the nicest guy you... No,
I don't know you. But what I will tell you,
Well, you'll owe me $20.
I will tell you my impression of you when I watched you on television.
Yes, sir.
There are people I won't name on TV who seem very impersonal to me and cold and Ledoux-like, whatever that means. They're in their minds two notches above the listeners. There's an uppity feeling I get when I watch them.
Aloof.
And I do believe that I used to always take from you, and part of it was because you still have a little of that Texas or Oklahoma or whatever it is accent.
It's Texas, my man.
And it's still there a little bit. There's a little, enough of it there.
Yeah.
There's something about that Southern accent that is warm to people. It is. And I would watch you and get the impression, the same impression I used to get with Dick Ford, that I'll bet if I met that guy, he'd be a really nice guy to sit
another
down
another classy guy.
And have lunch with.
Tom O'Neill, another classy
another
guy.
Another great example.
We got some great news anchors in this town that have a lot of experience. And they're all good. And that gives the audience a chance to make a selection. I want to share something with you real quick, by the way. When I first came to town, I remember distinctly one day I'm driving on the highway from the airport back into the station. And you were on another station at that time. And I had heard you for the first time. Folks had mentioned your name, but I hadn't heard you. And I heard you. I thought, my God, what a great storyteller. And I'm thinking, how long have you been around? Because of your voice and everything, nothing's changed over all those years. I don't think.
Right.
And I heard the story, and I thought, man, now I understand why folks like him. And I thought, I wonder how long he'll be here. And you're still here.
Yeah.
With your talent and your ability, you could have gone anywhere and done anything you want.
No, not true.
I disagree.
If I could have, I would be there. I would be wherever that is.
I don't know, Frank. You do such a great job.
I'm a realist.
You are an icon.
Okay, thank you. But I'm a realist, and this is not about me. This is about you. But I will tell you, the one thing I have always, I think the thing that has kept me on the air and given me an ability to have a following and people who followed me is that they know that I know who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not John Travolta. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not Howard Stern. I'm not Rick Dees. I'm a guy who works at a radio station in St. Louis.
And you also make yourself vulnerable many times. You admit your shortcomings, your failings.
Well,
and a lot of folks in this business don't want to do that. They want to say, I'm always the top.
And this is what you'll have to do now that you're on the radio. You can get away with not doing it on TV. In fact, you can't do it on TV. You can't take time during the 10 o'clock news to go, hey, you know, folks, I got bitten the other day by something. You can't do that. And then, hey, can you folks call and tell me what to do for this rash? I got shingles, and I'm just coming out of shingles. You can't do that on TV.
Yeah, everything not likely.
No, but now you can, yeah. And that I think that's what you'll have to do. And I think you're going to have to be willing to take some questions people have. And before we break, I'll give you one of the questions I think a lot of people would love to ask you.
All right.
For how many years were you an anchor on TV?
In this market?
Yeah.
I came to town 75. The math, what's that, 38 years.
Wow. Okay. You made good money, and I'm not going to ask you how much you made because then you'd have every right to ask me, and I'm not going to tell you. But you made really good money.
I've been very blessed.
All right.
Very blessed.
Then how is it that a guy, after all those years, can't come up with $85,000 to pay the IRS?
The fact is we were battling over the amount that was owed. Part of it had to do with an estate for my folks when they passed away, and so it was not filed properly. So we knew we owed it. That wasn't the issue. Then the point is I didn't want to pay it in full because the attorney said, I don't think it's all that they claim. So we were working our way through it, and that's where it all sat down. And so we said, to hell with it.
Yeah,
we're just not going to budge right now. We're going to deal with a fight if we have to.
Okay.
And so that's where we are.
It's a good answer, because I think that's a question I've never heard anybody ask you.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of people wonder about.
You know, and you know, we all have the right to pay the taxes on installment plans and so forth. And I just could not see. I had a house I sold in Clayton some years ago, and I purposely put money into a bigger house when I probably shouldn't have, because I thought, I'm not going to, at that time, if you had to be over 55 to get a tax break or anything else, or you had to pay X dollars of any profit you made to the IRS, I said, I'm not going to write them a check for X dollars when I can put it somewhere else in the meantime. So, you know, it's a matter of giving them a check when they want it or on my terms.
Okay, well, that's a good explanation, yeah. Because I think a lot of people are sitting out there thinking, well, this guy must be the worst money manager in the world.
Well, I'm not the greatest, I'll guarantee you that.
Well,
got a daughter that's in the business, and she's very good.
A few of us are. Now, before we break, you've been married twice.
I have.
I actually know, I don't know her, but I knew your wife, your current wife, before she became your wife.
Yes, she tells me all the time.
Her name was Barrett.
That's right.
Janet Barrett worked
at Forest Park Community College,
and
she got on your program as they did some of their heart programs and other things, Forest Park. Janet and I just, June the 12th, earlier this month, celebrate our 10th anniversary.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Amateurs.
Amateur. I'm the one that's really happy because she's still there.
All right, now before we break, I'm going to tell you something. And I don't know how you're going to take this, but when I had a working relationship with Janet for a short time, one day.
Now, wait a minute. Should I ask a question here?
No.
Oh, okay.
One day in her office, she said, close the door.
I got to ask a question. I don't know.
She said, I'm looking to snag a bald guy. In broadcasting, she said, is there any chance I could break up your marriage? And
I said,
not right now. And she said, and her exact words were, all right, I'm going on to step two.
No, so I was playing.
Second choice. I'm going on to my second choice.
Sorry, this marriage is rock solid. Move along.
I'm going on to TV.
Actually, Janet? she said, I got a thing for bald guys who are also broadcasters. Do you have any recommendations? And I wrote down Larry Connor.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Go after this guy. Well, you should thank me.
I do thank you.
And apparently, she did. And that's the true story as to how these two got together.
And it is true.
I'm going to do a quick bit of business, then we're coming back, and I may ask you a couple other questions I think other people would like to ask.
Well, we're all there. I want to ask you something about Janet.
I don't know anything about her except that I was her first choice.
You keep saying that, Frank.
That's all I know. All right. Now, where do you bank, and tell the truth, do you bank at First Community Credit Union?
I do not, sir. I do not.
All right. I'm going to try to at least get you to think about changing where you do your bank.
Yes, sir.
And here's why. Wherever you bank, does it have the word bank in the name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then that's owned.
That's a problem right there.
No, it's not a problem. It's just owned by people.
Okay.
People own banks. Groups of people own banks. Families own banks. Investors own banks. And at the end of the year, when the profits are, they decide, well, here are the net profits, they divide the profits up. First Community Credit Union is nonprofit. So that money stays in the credit union.
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal because that means there's stability and a lot of money there for the members, which is what we're called as customers, to borrow money. There's a nice, solid, stable pile of money there. The other thing, think of it this way. There was a time when Larry Connors, could not even have done your banking at First Community Credit Union because you didn't work for Monsanto.
Yeah, you had to belong to a particular
group,
right?
You had to work for Monsanto. Oh, 1936, they set it up for Monsanto employees as a sort of special treatment to reward their employees. And there were other people that thought, wow, I wish I could go somewhere and get those kind of rates or have people, even with my less than perfect credit, work hard for me to get me the loan I get, but I can't because I don't work there. Well, now you can. Everybody that's listening can bank at that exact same facility that at one time was reserved for a special few. Think of it like a country club membership. If it's a private country club, you can't play golf there. You have to be a member. If it goes public, you can. Well, this would be the country club that went public. It's First Community Credit Union. And right now, if you walk in, they have fresh hot popcorn and it's 90-something degrees today, so they'll offer you a bomb pop if you want it. And those are just sort of little small-town things they do, even though they are very big and very successful. And they just opened their 40th location at the Zumbel Walmart. So congratulations, First Community.
Congratulations.
You bet. If you want to know more, go to this website, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. We come back. We have a couple of other questions for the guy who starts here Monday night at 9 o'clock, Larry Connors on the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're not too bad right now. Westbound 40 is about the slowest. You're heavy between Hampton and McCausland, again, out by Mason. And then from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge looks pretty slow. If you're traveling eastbound 64, things are really stacking up now from the 70 split out through 111. Southbound 270 is just off the pace between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway for the new Flatizza, like the classic pepperoni on crispy flatbread topped with marinara and melty cheese. Or go for a cheese Flatizza. Try one or both today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Get ready for the most engaging nighttime radio talk show starting Monday at 9. Hot button issues, but also stories about the best of America. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
If an accident puts you in the hospital, your paychecks may stop coming, but all your monthly bills, who's going to put them on hold? If you're not working and not getting paid, you could end up owing thousands of dollars. Accidents do happen all the time. That's why Physicians Mutual Insurance Company offers accident coverage to help you get the cash you need if an accident puts you in the hospital. See how easy it is to get help paying the bills with a free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. Nobody thinks they're going to end up in the hospital because of a serious accident, but people do every day with no way to pay their bills. You don't want that to happen to you and your family, do you? Of course not. So take a minute and see just how inexpensive this accident coverage is. Seriously, you might be surprised at how little it can cost. Call now for your free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. That's 1-800-600-3960.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
This is Lori Heise from Heise Advisory Group. The average retirement lasts 30 years. It's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. 30 years ago, a gallon of milk was almost half the cost, the average car was under $7,000, and the average income was just over $12,000. Does your retirement income plan account for the effects of inflation? There's an easy way for you to get a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream and hedge against inflation. Call Heise Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Protect your gains, hedge against inflation, get a stable, predictable, guaranteed income stream, and most of all, have the peace of mind you deserve. Call Heise Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Tuna lovers rejoice at Subway. Right now, you can enjoy this month's feature footlong with everything you love. Tuna is the $6 footlong special this June only. Subway, eat fresh.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Hi, Terry Hall here. When you're selling a home, there's a lot of information that goes into the pricing of that home. You need to know what's on the market, what sold, what didn't sell, how long did it take to sell, what kind of condition they were in. You need a CMA. You want to know the value of a home? There's no obligation. You just call me, your real estate expert. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. You'll be glad you did. You'll get great information.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Larry Connors is in the studio, and the phones are ringing, and I'm assuming they're calling because they want to talk to him. We're not to that part yet, even if we get to that part. This is more about my asking him a couple of questions I think a lot of people would like to ask him. One is this. You had I'm a little familiar with non-competes. I don't believe in them, but I'm familiar with them, and I've refused for the last 20 years to sign them. I won't sign. I have no contract here at all. No contract. And the last one, or the last three that I signed, if anything in them had any mention of a non-compete, I wouldn't sign them.
Right.
See, I think people think they have to agree to that because there's a lot of pressure put on you, when in fact you don't. Now, except under certain circumstances. If I had a 5-year deal, or you did, and you walk out in the middle of it,
yeah, yes, that's a different
thing. But there are people that put them at the tail end of a right. contract. You fulfill the entire term, right. and you're still not supposed to right. work. That doesn't make sense yeah. to me. So here's my question. Your non-compete is over. Why do you think a TV station doesn't have you on the air right now?
We're still working on that. I've got a couple of talks underway, but the problem I've had with that, and radio to that extent, I told them, I said, as much as I want to go back on the air, first of all, I don't want to go back as a news anchor anymore. I've done that.
Why would you say that?
Well, because I want to go back and do commentary and speak my mind. I'm at a point now where, you know, all these years I've made sure it's fair and balanced, and if your side of the story, and I like you, is the one I really favor, I make sure the other side gets told to the extent you might think I don't like you and I've changed sides. But now I'm at a point, I still have a basic fabric that I'm balanced, but at the same time, I want to speak my opinion on it now. So that I can't do that as a news anchor. That's not the role. But the other part of the job thing is, I said, I can't go anywhere where it means someone will lose a job for me to come in the door. That can't happen. If someone has to be fired or let go for me to come in, that sets off a bad situation.
I disagree. There are people in jobs who don't belong in those jobs.
Well, but that's not for me to decide.
But it's for the Boston side, and if the boss says, we've got a chance to get Larry Connors, and we've got a guy who's weak, and he's lately, as of the last year, not carrying his weight, and we've been thinking about letting him go anyway, now we're going to let him go and bring
Larry. Well, this is an opportunity.
That's not you kicking him out.
Well, this is an opportunity to step in and kind of begin to work on it. But I just, you know, I've been on the beach for a year, basically, through not my own choosing. And in this time in the economy, I don't see anybody treated like that.
How about this is the reason that a station in St. Louis doesn't have you on the air?
They don't like me.
No. No. It's all about money. And stations, radio and TV stations
money
do not have
money
the money
issue.
They used to have.
It's not the money it used to be. But at the same token, I mean, money isn't everything to me. It really isn't. And never really has. I mean, it provides a much more than comfortable living. I've been very blessed. Much more than I ever thought I would be in this business.
But you're also not doing this for the fun of it. If you're going to
totally,
do it, you'd like
totally.
To be paid.
Not totally, yeah. It's a career. I mean, it's a chosen path and a career.
Would you leave town and the reason I say Phoenix, do you know Mark Curtis? Remember Mark Curtis?
I do know it, yeah.
Mark was a sports guy here.
Right.
He went on to Phoenix. He's the NBC anchor in Phoenix. A
right.
terrific guy,
right.
by the way.
Right.
Just a great. Would you leave here and anchor? You said you don't want to anchor. I say you would if somebody called and said, we've got a big, fat anchor job. We'll do 3 years minimum. Will you come to wherever?
I seldom deal in hypothetical, so I'd have to see facts, but the point is that's not what I'd want to do.
Okay.
And I'm serious about that. I'm at a point now where I like my time. My time is more precious nowadays than anything, and this last year has given me a chance to kind of see that maybe I don't want all of that time.
Yeah. You got too much time.
But I want the freedom.
Describe the TV gig you would want to do in St. Louis, where you already have established
probably where I come in and do a commentary, maybe a taped commentary. Which now that I have the 9 to midnight shift on here, if it's going to be airing at 10 o'clock, it would have to be taped, or we do some streaming from here, a studio at a certain time of the hour. That I would like to do, but to sit and do, and quite honestly, the way I see news departments run, in some cases, without naming names or points, I watched one of the newscasts the other night, and the pablum that was on there was, I thought, what? I mean, they spent 3 minutes on a bear in Washington County. 3 minutes. It's a 30-second voiceover. Do the story and move on.
But we all noticed that. We all watch TV and say that same thing to ourselves.
Well, in the past, I could, you know, I had enough power and authority in the newsroom that I could say, you know, we need to cut that. Or we're not going to go cover a burning shed behind somebody's house just because the helicopter's up and we're nearby and we get pictures of it. I could spike a lot of those stories in. But now, more and more, there are producers who were yesterday part-time writers, then became a full writer, then they're producing a weekend, now suddenly they're an executive producer, and now they're a news director, and they're making decisions that I think is the wrong turn.
Well, when we watch the news on TV, we're being told what stories are worthy to be news stories.
Right, right. Because it
lots of other things happen.
It occupies a time frame. Like right. when you pick up the newspaper, you decide, you open it up, and what you're looking for is on the bottom right-hand side, because a little column about something you saw near your house. Above the fold is what they consider the biggest story, but that might not be your interest.
That's
in broadcast,
that's just somebody's opinion.
Right, but in broadcast, we can only occupy a given time frame at a given moment. So right. we have to make a decision.
I know you've been on with Paul Harris. I know you've been on with multiple people. Have you ever taken calls from the people in the St. Louis area?
I have. I have from time to time. I sure have.
I didn't hear that anywhere, and I
well, I'm sorry you missed.
I guess where I'm headed here is when you
take calls. You know me, I'm very open. I really am. And folks, I'm a very approachable while I'm out in public, and sometimes folks come up and with a gripe. I've been out at Defiance one time with a bunch of guys. A big old mountain of a man came up and said, "You Larry Connors?" I said, "I am."
If he was that big, I'd have said, "No."
No. I said it kind of cautiously. He's looking down at me. Overalls, nothing on under the overalls, I'm sure. And he said, "You did a story on me when I got sent to prison for murder."
Oh,
and I thought, I said, boy. "Yeah." He said,
"That was my twin Jerry." Yeah. It was Jerry.
His response then was, "It was fair. It was good." And a real journalist at that point would have said, "What are you doing out of prison now?" But at that point, I thought, you know what? I don't care. I didn't ask. I moved on.
Thank you.
Can you stay until 4:30?
You got enough money? Sure can. I'm honored you would ask.
Here's why I ask.
Wait a minute. I need to check on where my wife is, because are you guys making plans at 4:30?
I have not seen your wife for years.
All right.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is the phones are ringing.
Right.
I would love to give people a chance to ask you, and you've pretty much said, ask me anything you want.
Anything you want.
I think people maybe have questions, and it's not going to be, I'm not looking for, "Oh, Larry, we love you, we miss you on four. He doesn't need that. We don't need that." If there's something, an unanswered question about this whole deal with Larry Connors, the guy who could probably answer it is sitting here, is Larry Connors. So after the news at 4 o'clock.
Well, thank you.
We'll take some calls.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, before we break, I guess there's, everybody has something they associate with somebody they have seen for a long time on television. Now, I'm going to tell you the story, and it's not the taser. The story that I associate with you. This happened, and I'm guessing, but I'm going to say this happened at least 30 years ago. It was the Kansas City Hyatt Regency.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was.
And for those who don't remember, there was a collapse of the lobby of the Hyatt.
The skywalks are two skywalks, one suspended, crashing down on another one down to the lobby below.
And it killed a lot of people.
180, I think, before it was all over, with some dying over the next few. And I was there as they were recovering and trying to pull out the last survivor.
Now, this is a story people don't seem to ever bring up again. It was a lot of people died.
Right.
And it was in a luxury hotel in Kansas City. I'm watching television, and for whatever reason, you're the guy that I'm watching. And I'm going to tell you something. I could tell you were, and I don't know how you couldn't have been, visibly shaken by the body parts that were floating by, because pipes burst and blood running through the lobby. You did a great job of painting a horrific picture of what that must have looked like. That's what I associate with you, is the Hyatt Regency, because that's the story that I still to this day remember.
And, you know, a lot of folks have touch points like that. One guy has told me, he said, "I heard about Elvis Presley's death when you reported it. Nowhere else they heard me say it."
Well, that's just because he happened to be.
That's it. At that point, it got locked into his mind. You're right. And I drive around the city, and I've been at different scenes of crimes or disasters somewhere, and I mark that location in my head by what happened there 13 years ago when such and such happened.
What's the most powerful thing you ever saw that you'll never get out of your head as a guy out, not in the studio, but out on the scene? What was it?
The Hyatt Regency was one of them. And in Texas, I was involved in covering what they called the mass murders case. It was really a serial killing. 27 young boys murdered, strangled to death. They found maybe a dozen or more in the dirt floor of a storage shed. And I'm inside standing as far as you and I are as they are opening up, bringing out these plastic bags with bodies that have had lime dumped on them. So you can't even recognize it's a body. It's just a goo as they're trying to pull out these bodies to identify them.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that stays with you.
That to me is why, if I were a TV news person, I'd want to do my time on the streets. I wouldn't want to just be plopped. There are a lot of good-looking young guys who are just plopped in the studio just because they look good.
Yeah.
And they don't have the street cred.
That's very important, I think.
I think it is, because when you go to those reporters for more, let's go to, you've been where they are.
Right.
You know what that's like. All right, we're going to take some questions when we come back. I have to make some money to pay for this show.
Please do.
Pay Larry's guest fee tonight. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. When's the last time you were in a wreck where you had to have a car repaired? How long ago?
I've been blessed, and it's probably been about 12 years.
The average is 7.
Okay, my odds are good.
You're good. You're beating the odds. You're better than average. The average person's in a body shop every 7 years. Whether that's 7 for you or 12 like Larry or every, you're just accident prone, or you seem to always be in the presence of people who want to hit you. Please remember this name, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have 7 locations, and any day I will be able to announce that up and running is the 8th location in O'Fallon, Illinois. I'm sure there are other great body shops. I don't care about those body shops. They don't help pay for this show. I care about sending you and about you going to one that I can't imagine is second to anybody. I've had more than my share of accidents, and I've been to other body shops over the years. But Schaefer came along, and I made some calls and asked some people in the business that I thought were as good as it gets. And even they, as competitors, said it doesn't get better than Schaefer. So when you do have that accident, you're going to be stunned, not only at the body work, but all the other services they provide, talking to the insurance company, helping you with the rental car, all that stuff. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Well, we have a crash on westbound 70. It's between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard that's got the left lane blocked. They did have the highway shut down for a little bit. Traffic is backed up a little bit west of Highway 79. Also on eastbound 70 in Illinois around Highway 140 in the Greenville area, you've got a crash, and that has a several-mile backup behind it there. And then on southbound 255, you're running slow between 270 and 162. And this report brought to you by Subway. It's avocado season at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any salad or sub, like the turkey and bacon avocado. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, George, grab it in.
Having trouble moving the refrigerator to your basement?
Yeah.
If you need to move stuff around your home or to your new house.
Ow, my back. I got to put this down.
Call Simple Moves.
Simple Moves?
They're a locally owned and operated full-service moving company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They'll move stuff around your house or from one place to another at the lowest rates in the St. Louis area.
Oh, we should call Simple Moves.
Call 314-963-3416 or go to simplemoves.com. Simple Moves. Making your moves simple.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
KTRS St. Louis, where Larry Connors USA begins Monday, 9 p.m.